This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome back to Freedom Machines with Freddie Dobbs. It's 2 days after Easter Sunday and I had, and it's the first time I've ever done this actually, usually I spend Easter Sunday with family, but we, and I say we, Monica and I went off 10 a.m. on Easter Sunday for a big group motorbike ride, and it was one of the most brilliant rides that I've had in a huge group. I just couldn't believe how fun it was. We headed off at 10 o'clock, met a friend here initially at our apartment, rode off to a service station on the motorway, and I had no idea how many bikes would be there so early on Easter Sunday. And there must have been about 100 bikes there already, predominantly Harleys. I initially thought it was a Hell's Angels meet, but at 10 a.m., it was brilliant. So we're all standing around there, chatting to different bikers, looking at different bikes. And by 11 o'clock, the entire car park, the petrol station car park, was full up. The back of the car park was where all of the bikes that were going to be judged in different categories. So the best cruiser, the best cafe racer, things like that. And I was one of the judges. So I was busy semi-judging some different bikes and just enjoying all of the atmosphere. And after an hour of judging and chatting around and stuff like that, we all headed off onto the motorway, about 180 bikes or so, riding along the motorway. And after about 20 minutes of this, we all turn off and start snaking up to as far as we can go, the highest road pretty much in Tenerife, up to the volcano of El Teide. And just riding up with an eclectic mix of probably 80% Harleys and then some sports bikes, some modern classics, super nakeds, other things. Even a couple of 125s actually, which was incredible. Literally everything. And we were riding up the mountainside and just seeing, as far as the eye can see, a snake of different motorbikes just leaning from left to right as they go round each of the mountain passes. And then you look in your mirror, and as far as the eye can see in your mirror behind you, a snake of motorbikes following you. It's a magical experience. That's what biking's all about. Meeting loads of interesting people, lots of different bikes with a common interest of biking, regardless of if you're a Harley guy or a sports bike guy. Magical time. I will never forget it. And I need to get onto things this week because I've had two very, very interesting emails from bikers who would like my assistance. I'm going to try and split this episode evenly between the two because they're two quite different requirements that each biker wants. Basically, both of them are in a predicament trying to choose the right motorcycle as their next bike. So I will begin with Roderick. Have a listen to this email. Freddie, I hope you're well. I have my A2 license tests coming up in a few weeks. For those of you who don't know, A2 license in Europe means that you're allowed to ride anything up to 47 horsepower. And bear in mind that you can get restrictor kits as well, just to reduce the power. So I have my A2 license tests coming up in a few weeks, and I've been wondering which bike I should get. I've got a budget of under £2,000. Now, there would usually be some great options at that level. However, I live in London, so I can't get the bike that I actually want, which ideally would be a Suzuki Bandit 600 or Suzuki GS500E, without having to pay the dreaded ULEZ charge. And for those of you who don't know, ULEZ charge is the daily London charge for any vehicle made 2007 or older, ultra low emission zone. And it basically means that you have to pay £12.50 a day for the privilege of actually riding in London. That means that my criteria must take into account the fact it has to be a 2008 or newer bike. I continue. It simply isn't an option to spend money on a bike that I'll have to pay almost £90 a week in ULEZ fees to ride. I've been scouring eBay and Bike Trader for hours and hours looking for options, but in reality, there just isn't that much available for under 2K that is ULEZ viable. Or is there? Could you please lend me your expertise and discuss this, however briefly, in your podcast? I would be immensely grateful. I'm looking for something very reliable and above or around 47 horses, as I would be willing to have the necessary restrictor kit installed. My dream bike's a Speedmaster, but that will come much down the line. Now, Roderick, I usually like to do searches for motorbikes off the cuff. When doing the podcast, do almost no research at all before. However, this is different. This is a tricky search, because if you asked me to go out and look for a car from 2008 onwards for under £2,000, I could show you thousands of cars available, all that would have cost twice as much as any motorbike I'm about to show you. But for some reason, and it's probably because it's the scarcity factor, motorcycles in the UK are, comparative to cars, ridiculously expensive. You need to spend a lot more on a bike of this era than you would have to a corresponding aged car. So, not as easy as it sounds. I've been looking and looking, and I've got it down to four different models of bike, and all of them are Japanese, because you need reliability and you need something that's good value. And Japanese bikes are always the cheapest bikes on the market if we're comparing it to the Americans or the Europeans, and of course the British bikes, the likes of Triumph as well. So the first place to look will be Japanese, and in reality they are also the most reliable bikes. Now, there are four models that I found that would hit the criteria in theory. It's just a case of, can I actually find one at each of these models? Number one, Kawasaki ER6N. Now, this is the budget, you could call it commuter bike, naked bike from Kawasaki. I've gone for the N because that's the slightly better looking version without the big plastic headlamp. And just judging by the fact that you like the Suzuki Bandit, the naked model, I'm going to see if I can get you a naked version of that without the plastic headlamp, or without the plastic fairing. The next is a Honda CB600F Hornet. Now, this may be pushing it a bit, but I want to see if I can find you one of these, because if I can, this will be the bike for you. But I know I'm going to be pushing it to the absolute limit with that. Another, the 2008 Suzuki, or the 2008 onwards Suzuki SV650. Now, that's a bike with a V-twin engine, got a fantastic reputation for being a really fun bike, but, can I find one just under 2K? And the final one, again, we've got a theme here, not just Japanese, but Suzuki. Now, Suzuki are bikes that are very, very often the best value of the Japanese bikes, because they're often on the more budget end of the Japanese bike scale, although they're no lesser bikes, they're incredibly well built and reliable. So the fourth bike I've got in my mind for you, Roderick, Suzuki Gladius 650. I think it's actually the same engine as the Suzuki SV650. So I'm going to begin with the Kawasaki to see if it's actually possible to find you one, to see if it's possible to find one within our budget. So if I go to Auto Trader, up to 2000, ER6, right. I've got one here, and it's a 2008. It's a faired version, but it's in all black, and it does look very smart in all black, and this just gives you an idea about what you can find. This one's 2008 with 24,000 miles, four owners, mileage nothing on these, and it's £1,750, and it's a 2008 model, meaning it will be ULEZ compliant, so you won't need to pay anything to actually ride it around London. I mean, it's fully loaded. It's got a USB socket. It's got all of the previous MOTs. It's got its two keys. It's even got a top box, if you like that type of thing. Stored in a dry garage, comes with toolkit, heated grips. Lovely looking bike. And I mean it. It's fully fared, but actually that's a lovely looking bike. And I just want to tell you, Roderick, if you can afford it, there's a white naked version. Now, the naked versions will go for slightly more, but there is one here on eBay for £2,100, starting bid. However, there are only 20 hours left on this, so if you go and check this out, and this is a very smart bike, you may be able to get it for just £100 over your budget. So go and have a look at that. The next one, Honda CB600F Hornet. Now, I was surprised that I had any hope of finding one of these, but I'll see if it's still available. There is actually one available, and I can barely believe this. This is a very good-looking bike. If you can stretch to £2,400, there is actually a Honda CB600F Hornet available on eBay right now from 2009. Now, if your budget stretches, and I'll have to try and remember to include all of the links for these, this is a 40,000 mile motorcycle, and I'm quoting here from the owner, but it's a Honda, so still solid as a rock, has just had a 12-month MOT, plus oil and filter change, so it's ready to ride away. Comes with decent service history, original service book. The price is £2,500 or may take PX, and he's dropped it by 100, £2,400. Roderick, if you can stretch that far, that is an especially good deal on a very, very good Honda there. I'm going to move on now. Suzuki SV650. Now, this is a bike that feels like it's been around forever. They've got a good reputation, these, and they've also got a very strong following. So, if you can stretch, let's see what I can find here. In fact, they may be a bit dearer than I thought. There isn't actually one available on Auto Trader, so you may need to see if it's possible. Have a look. Here we go. I'm on Gumtree now, but they do tend to be a bit older, the SV650, so I'll have to leave that. I haven't managed to find one. I'm just flicking through my list. That's 2008 onwards, within your budget. So I'm going to leave that actually, Roderick. Keep an SV650 in the back of your mind, but I couldn't find one that's in good running order that will match your requirements. And the final one I'm going to do is actually a newer bike. And this is the Suzuki Gladius 650. I found a lovely looking one here on Gumtree. And this is, and it actually says here, A2 compliant. So you know this will be as easy as possible. Have a listen to this. It's got 55,000 miles on the clock. It's in white. It is a 2010 model. You know, to think you can get a 2010 model here, and it's £2,000. Based in Hampshire, Southampton, South Coast. So it's not a difficult journey from London either. And it's a very smart looking bike. Have a listen to this. I've owned this bike for nearly 3.5 years, and it's been a solid trooper. Sadly, this time has come to sell this bike due to inheriting another motorcycle, so I cannot afford to keep both. This bike has a lot of extras and nearly every possible service item replaced in the last couple of years. Its biggest drawback is merely cosmetic, which I have deliberated about fixing, and that's just, by the look of it, a few scratches on... A few scratches on the side where it's been probably lightly dropped from a standstill, but nothing that I would even... It's borderline even worth mentioning, so have a look at that. This owner also, and I'm quoting, I have both a restricted ECU for A2 and full power ECU for this bike. Only one will be sold as part of the deal. You can choose either one. So have a look at that. I will make sure I include all of the links for those. So the three you're looking at, Roderick. Kawasaki ER6, the N is the naked version, of course. That Honda Hornet 600. I'm quite amazed that I could even find one of those relatively near. So if you can stretch your budget by an extra £400, that will be completely unbeatable. And it will be a noticeable step up from all of the others. So if you can stretch it, go for that one. And finally, the Suzuki Gladius, the 650. Your basic, bog-standard, good, honest biking that will absolutely not do you wrong. All of those Japanese, they'll go on forever. They'll be brilliant commuter bikes, more than enough power from all of them to have fun on the weekends, getting out of London, do touring. You'll be able to do everything on all of them, and you'll have many, many years of happy riding. Roderick, let me know what you do. And I move on to the second part of this podcast episode. This is an equally as fun challenge. Let me just get the message up that was sent from Sunny. Let's have a look. Here we go. Right. Okay, Freddie, I do have one more question for you. I started my motorcycle journey last summer with a full A license, and I bought a Keyway Superlight 125cc. The retro cruiser really appealed to me, but it was lacking that grunt. Sadly, my next bike was a Honda CB500X, as almost all of the internet was advising me to try an ADV bike, an adventure bike. It is a great bike, but I didn't like it at all, personally. Then, wanting to go back to the retro cruiser style, I bought a Royal Enfield Meteor 350. It is around town, even two up. It is great around town, but even two up. It is great around town, even two up. There we go, I got there eventually. But it really does struggle above 50 miles an hour. I love the looks, I love the retro appeal, I love the heritage, the single cylinder thump, the mid pegs, but not the power. Long story short, I have now burnt through enough cash going through different motorcycles, and I'm looking at your expert advice. I know as a long-term biker, having gone through a fair few bikes yourself, you'd be in much better position than me to provide any advice at all. I'm 40 years old and so is my partner, and we love that retro style. We also love it if the bike makes a decent sound from the exhaust. We don't have a big budget, maybe £4,500 sterling max. Well, Sonny, I have also done my homework on this as well, just like with Roderick, and I've got you a selection of bikes that is so exciting that I personally am also excited by this. You know, I could tell you, go out and get the Triumph Bonneville. That will tick all of your boxes. And I may even have told you that a couple of days ago when I messaged. But I want to do something slightly different here for the podcast. Look, I've got a Triumph Bonneville, and it will tick all of your criterias, and you will love it, and you'll be very happy with it. But I want to go for something slightly different, purely because, well, everyone knows I've got a Bonneville, and I can't just give that as my default answer. So I'm almost shaking with excitement to tell you, because I cannot believe how many amazing bikes you can get. And just as with Roderick, I've kept it 2008 and onwards, so you won't have any issues with, you know, carbs or anything like that. These will be, as far as I can tell, fuel injected. At least they're in the fuel injected era. You'll be able to do rides into London without worrying. And I can't believe, if you've got a budget of £4,500, you really can get bikes that, you know, I would class as a dream bike. And certainly When you're riding past and people look, you know, these are some head-turning bikes here we're going to be looking at. Now, I've read between the lines and I can see that as you liked the Meteor's look, I'm guessing you will like cruiser motorcycles and that style of bike, as I do. And as you are 40 years old and you often go out riding with your partner, I'm guessing you will have a taste that's more akin to the modern classics and the cruisers as opposed to the more flamboyant superbikes. So I'm going to focus on the modern classics and the cruisers. And specifically, Sunny, there are a number of cruisers that I want to focus on. I have 5 motorcycles in my shortlist, and I spent a ridiculous amount of time looking at this, not necessarily because I was finding it difficult finding these bikes, but because it's made me think, actually, about the kind of bike that I may get next, because these are attainable bikes for everyone, so this is very relevant. I'll list all of the 5 bikes, and then I will show you and read you an example of each of the 5. Number 1, Honda VT750. Number 2, Triumph America. Number 3, Suzuki Intruder 800. Number 4, Honda CB1100. And number 5, Kawasaki Vulcan. So, of the 5 motorbikes here, one of them is British and 4 of them are American. Engine sizes, we're looking at 750cc all the way up to 1100cc. So all of these bikes have pretty big engines, so you won't have any issue at all with the power. They'll have that low down grunt, they'll have the top speed that you're looking for. It'll be comfortable, relaxing bikes that you can ride 2 up with, and they've got more than enough power for all situations. So if I begin, and I'll go to Auto Trader here, for the Honda VT750. Now, this is a bike that I've looked at on and off probably for about the past year or so. You'll get, of course, the Honda build quality, and they've got quite a fine selection if you look back over the years of cruiser motorbikes, and they also have a very good reputation. They built a lot of their cruiser bikes over in the USA, so it is a market that they understand. Right, let's have a look. Honda VT750. Honda VT750, sale UK. Here we go. So, on to Auto Trader. And I begin with, sorry, it just took me a little bit longer than I thought. Honda VT750, apologies for that. Right, we're coming in, and listen to what you get here. A 2012 model Honda, so just a 10-year-old bike for £4,250, and it's a beautiful looking thing. Think Japanese version of Harley Davidson Sportster, and just 10 years old. It looks completely immaculate. This one, Sunny, has a huge backrest, so both you and your partner will be able to go anywhere you want in complete comfort. It's a glorious looking V-twin engine, really characterful looking thing. That classic front headlamp. This is from a private seller and this is, you know, you're going to get the better value if you go with these private sellers, especially at under 4.5K. But have a listen to this. This is the kind of seller that you want to buy from. I'm selling my beautiful Honda Shadow. It's in, and of course, remember this, Sunny, as well. I often forget this. Honda VT750, also called the Honda Shadow. So I'm selling my beautiful Honda Shadow. It's in good condition and runs absolutely flawlessly. The bike is a real joy to ride due to its mid controls, low down grunt, lovely exhaust note as standard. There is a mark on the exhaust as shown in the photos due to the previous owner scratching it against the wall, although it's barely noticeable. The grip on the same side has a few marks on it. The bike had its last service at just over 4,000 miles, so not long ago. Still many years of joy left in the bike. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to get in touch. 4 previous owners, vehicle registered January 2012, and it's also got a USB charger. But, you know, this has been cared for. I'm looking at the pictures now. It's It's parked up in the back garden, pride of place. You will not go wrong with that bike. You'll have many, many happy years on it. Okay, I'm moving on to the next one now. Triumph America. Now, this America that I'm about to show you has the same engine as my Bonneville, and that's the 865cc engine, which is about 65 horsepower. And in fact, here we go. I'll just change that. I'll turn off the maximum price of 2,000 I had for Roderick. It's a 65 horsepower bike, but it's more than enough. I mean, going two up with Monica, all around the islands, it doesn't matter how steep the hill is, it will get anywhere without any issue at all. And they can be had for £4,250. Let me see what I can get you. I'm just going to push your budget up and get a 2008 model. And this is coming in £4,800, which you'll be able to get down to £4,500. But this is an especially nice one, because what you get, if you can stretch to £4,800, and I know you can get this for £4,500, bit of haggling, you get to buy it from a dealer, and it comes fully loaded. It's got the backrest, it's got the rear rack where you can actually strap some luggage behind the backrest. It also comes with panniers on either side, traditional or original Triumph panniers on either side in black leather with a touring screen as well. Lovely looking bike, all black, just with a little bit of red detailing over the tank. And it could be straight out of the 1950s or so. And I'm quoting here from the seller. Here we have for sale a stunning example of a Triumph Speedmaster. Just off junction 8 of the M25, part exchange welcome, 61 horsepower, 9,300 miles. I mean, these engines will go way over 100,000 miles, and this has just 9,000. Again, superb motorcycle for the money, really superb bike. Next up, Suzuki. Oh, this is just so fun. These bikes, if you look away from the Harleys, the American stuff, the things you can get cruiser-wise for under 4.5k, it's just, you can waste hours looking at this. And the reason it's so fun, it's just attainable. You know, I'm looking, I think, my God, I could get one of these. So Suzuki Intruder 800. Let's have a look and see what we can get here. Suzuki Intruder. I mean, for the Intruder, they've got an 1800cc, they've got a 1500, 1600, they've even got a 400 and a 600. But I'm going for the 800 specifically because I think that will give you a good mix of good value and power that you're looking for. So this will be a very nice mix. I'll go to price lowest first to see what we can get. They come in at 2004, 2002 model, but I need a 2008 because I want to make sure you're covered on all bases, Sonny. And here we go. Easy. That's just too easy, this. It's too easy. £4,000. I'm saving you £500. So, 2008 model, £4,000. All black, you know, as classically traditional cruiser as you like. This would stand up anywhere at any motorcycle meet. It really does look the business. Circular chrome single headlamp, big chunky tires, nice chunky rear seat as well. Even got panniers attached to this one. Just strip back, classic styling, and it looks beautiful. This is from a private seller, smoke-free, pet-free. Well, that's quite interesting. Pet-free. Wonder if they mean they don't take their dog on the back of it. Never seen that. Smoke-free as well. I don't know if smoking on a bike really matters too much. Sounds like they're advertising a car more than anything. But let's forget about the ridiculous advert. That is a very, very nice bike coming from a private seller. Looks like it's been very, very well looked after. You know, £4,000. Be cheeky, put in an offer of 3,700 maybe, and that is a lovely bike with 18,000 miles on the clock. Superb! I'm now moving away from the cruisers to a bike that I've spoken about at least twice before, and that is a bike that's often underrated because it's always had a hard time when you look at it compared to the Bonneville. The Triumph Bonneville is is the well-known modern classic bike, almost the blueprint of a modern classic. But there's one bike that I've never ridden before, but I'm completely certain it's every bit as good, and that's the Honda CB1100. Now, they actually hold their value very well, but it's still absolutely affordable. You're looking at, in fact, they will often come in about 5.5K, these, but I have found something very special here. I've got a Honda CB1100 from 2013, 89 horsepower, 20,000 miles on the clock, for £4,495. That's a 9-year-old 1100cc Honda CB1100 for under 4.5K. That's a superb deal. Think Triumph Bonneville, looks-wise, and you're not far off. It's every bit as good-looking as the Bonneville. But the difference is, with the Bonneville of my era, this is a much, much more powerful motorcycle. And deep down, I know that this will actually be a much, much better motorcycle in almost every way than my Bonneville. I mean, it's an 1140cc engine. It's 300cc more for starters. Way more horsepower, twin discs on the front, every bit as good-looking. It will go on. Well, it will outlast you. It will be such a good motorcycle. And have a listen to this. An excellent example of Honda's retro CB1100. The bike has just had oil and filter change and has been fully checked over. It will be sold with a full year's MOT and 3 months warranty. I mean, you cannot go wrong with that. And I'll move on now to the final one, Sonny, and that is the Kawasaki Vulcan. Let's have a look at this. Now, This, for me, is one I genuinely do often overlook, the Vulcan. The new model is slightly more futuristic than I would personally go for. But the older one, if I remember correctly after doing a bit of research, is a more classically styled bike. So Kawasaki Vulcan 800. I'll have a look at this one and see if I can get one within 2008 or newer. And it may be slightly tricky, actually, because this is older. May not be able to do it with the Vulcan. I'll just see if I can with the 900cc Vulcan. That is the Kawasaki VN900. Ah, here we go. Don't overlook this lovely-looking bike. Oh, it's a glorious thing. Well, this has just come out of nowhere. 2010, make sure it's of this era, make sure it's the VN900, because that's an especially stunning looking motorcycle. Oh, this may be my pick of all of them. Wow, I'll include the links of all of these bikes for everyone to look at. Kawasaki VN900 Vulcan, 2010 model, £4,295. It's a 900cc bike. This one, all black, including the exhaust, 10,000 miles on the clock. Everything's black. Black tank, black exhaust. Beautiful, classic V-twin engine. Lovely, comfortable seat with a really nicely styled backrest as well. And luggage section on the back with a single black headlamp. Mini 8 bars as well. Single brake disc on the front. And stunningly, almost custom Harley style. Wheels, just really, really stunning thing. I'll read this. Selling my VN900 custom in black with silver stripe. It has Vance and Hines short pipes, handlebars, sissy bars with rack. It's been taxed. It's got MOT. Looks and sounds awesome. Only selling due to having a new bike. If you're looking for a quality cruiser, it will not disappoint. Any questions, just ask. 4295. You will get that for £4,000, and I will wrap it up there. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. Sonny and Roderick, I hope that's helped. Let me know what you go for, and please do send me in any ideas you've got. If there are any bikes that you think I've missed out within those criteria, I'd love to hear from you. Have a fantastic week all.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.